Hello there, we're back with Theo Travis, and the track you've just heard is No Ordinary Man from the album entitled No Ordinary Man, and the group is Cypher. Theo, thanks for letting me hang on in your lovely house. We've been talking a bit about the development from the flute and the sax and how that has influenced your playing, certainly now, which is seems to be mixture of saxophone playing and also flute playing. Who have been your influences as you developed from the flute into the saxophone?
Well, I've got very broad tastes musically, so I do listen to a lot of music from a lot of different genres. So, for example, in the jazz world, I'm a huge fan of Stan Getz, and also Michael Brecker, John Coltrane, people like Dexter Gordon, Tubby Hayes, who was a great jazz flute player as well as a great tenor sax player. And then in the rock world, King Crimson, early Pink Floyd, Traffic, some of those sort of bands, Led Zeppelin. And then classical world, I'm an old softy really, so Rachmaninoff, the romantic stuff, Rachmaninoff, Chopin, Sibelius. And then the experimental world, I'm a big Brian Eno fan and Robert Fripp, so that kind of sort of experimental electronic left field stuff, you might call it. So a pretty broad range of music, and at different times I get more into one or into the other. So for many years I was very serious on the jazz and would mainly listen to jazz, and then prior to that I probably spent a lot of time listening to the rock stuff. When I was studying classical music, I was immersed in the world of Beethoven and Chopin and Shostakovich, actually, who was a wonderful composer and very interesting man also. So the influences are pretty broad and wide.
So taking your broad brush approach to music, Theo, and listening to music, do you think that because you haven't pigeonholed yourself in liking one style, that you've been very open to various influences, various genres, that has helped you into spreading out from the usual straight jazz or straight flute playing into various different areas of music?
I do. Because I enjoy a lot of different sorts of music, I'm keen to play in a lot of different types of group. And because of my interest in these musics, I can probably contribute more than someone who's maybe a hardcore jazzer who hears about a gig with a band, maybe a rock band, and if they're really not into the music, it's hard to give yourself to the music, and you probably won't understand what's required or what works as well. So, and also I will have, for instance, I've got various projects like the Cypher project, the Travis and Fripp project. Those sort of things, you would only get into that sort of music because you're interested in it, you want to try it. It's not like a gig that's advertised that someone needs a depth for that you do. It's very much driven from an interest and love of music. So I think I will have been drawn to other areas of playing than the norm because of a love of the music. Also some of the progressive rock type stuff I do, or the art rock stuff. Again, if you weren't really interested in the music, you wouldn't kind of get what was required or what would work. Because if you're a hardcore jazzer, you probably wouldn't. First of all, you wouldn't like it. You wouldn't be interested, and then you'd probably play stuff that doesn't fit. So I think my broad interest in different types of music has actually opened up avenues of playing. I mean, the Cypher project, which originally was just an interest in sound and taking the simplest of natural acoustic or experimental sounds and just slowing them down and delving into them and working and just trying things out. Totally a labour of love and experimental. As it happens, it's turned into an avenue of work, because with these kind of strange, dark, atmospheric soundtrack-like recordings we've done, we now perform live with silent films in cinemas. Interestingly, continuing the sort of path that was years and years ago in the 20s, a source of income for musicians who would play in cinemas. Well, we've kind of updated it by doing something very contemporary, but playing two old films. And because there's two of us and there's lots of interesting old black and white silent films, it's become something that we do that actually, you know, pays and is work, but was originally completely a labour of love and not something that we thought would be of any use to anyone at all.
So if I was to ask that really impossible question of what advice you could give to any young sort of flute sax player that is thinking about a career in music, would it be to expand your listening horizons and to appreciate other genres rather than necessarily being totally focused on one area?
I think that would be good advice. I think it is important to listen to lots of music. I think it's good to really ask yourself, what is the music that you like? Why did you get into playing? What is it that you respond to? And don't close avenues off. If you enjoy music, then apply yourself to it. And I think in the early stages, particularly if that involves playing or travelling, you know, it may not involve, you know, paid work, etc., in the early stages. But if you're doing something, if you're playing in music that you really feel deeply, you're more likely to be able to do it well. And if you do it well, it may well turn into something. So I would definitely say, you know, listen to lots of music, keep avenues open, try and be true to yourself, and try different stuff. You know, keep an open mind and an open ear, and that's more likely to motivate you to get better at whatever music you're involved in.